Assez je vois grâce.
我们请翻开新约圣经马太福音第十六章。
Please turn your Bible to Book of Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 16.
新约的第一卷书马太福音第十六章。
The first book in the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16.
我们从第二十一节读到第二十六节。
We will read from verse 21 to 26.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上。
Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
耶稣转过来对彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思。
But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢人还拿什么换生命呢
For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
我们有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
父神，我们再次恭敬地来到你的面前。
Father God, with reverence, once again we come in your presence.
借着圣灵再次把十字架活化在我们面前。
Oh, through the Holy Spirit, once again vividly portray the cross before us.
好叫我们能够认识十字架。
So that we will know the cross.
宝贝十字架。
And we will treasure it.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们说过呢，把马太福音第十六章啊，在新约圣经是非常重要的一章。
We mentioned before that the chapter 16 in the Gospel according to Matthew is extremely pivotal.
那么在这一章的里头啊，主耶稣呢，向他的门徒呢，做了四个方面的启示。
In this chapter, the Lord revealed four aspects of the truth to his disciples.
那首先呢，附近的彼得啊。然后看见了耶稣就是基督是永生神的儿子
First, Father through Peter allows him to see that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God
在这启示之下呢他说我要将我的教会呢建造在这磐石上
And in this revelation, he says, I will build up my church on this rock
阴间的门呢不能胜过它
The power of the Hades cannot overcome it
那么在基督和教会的启示之下呢他开始向门徒们启示十字架。
And also in the revelation of Christ and the church, he once again revealed the following truth to his disciples.
然后他启示国度。
He reveals the truth of the way of the cross and the kingdom of heaven.
这四个方面呢，虽然不是所有的都是在这里第一次提起来。
Although among the four aspects of truth, not every single one is mentioned the first time here.
但是呢，都是第一次在这里具体的启示他的门徒。
However, it is being revealed to his disciples so solidly the very first time.
我们知道呢，圣经在第一次启示的地方呢，都是非常重要的。
And we know that whenever The Bible reveals certain truths the very first time. That truth is extremely important.
所以我想今天跟弟兄的姊妹们一同来继续来思想啊。 什么是十字架?
So today I would like to continue to fellowship on this. What is the way of the cross?
主在这里向我们启示的什么是十字架?
Now, as the Lord reveals here, what is the cross?
首先呢,我们看21节的时候,他说,从此耶稣呢,才指示门徒,他必须上耶路撒冷去。
Now, first of all, we see that in verse 21, from that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem.
他说他必须上耶路撒冷去,他要上十字架。He
said that he must go to Jerusalem and he must die on the cross.
我们知道呢,十字架呢,是一个非常残酷的一个刑罚。We
know the cross is a very cruel punishment.
它呢几乎只是在主前主后啊，这样的将近这个这一个世纪里头啊才有的那个刑法。It's
right before, it's the time before the Lord and afterwards. It's about a century, and this method of punishment was invented.
是罗马呢政府用来压制那个人民的反抗啊的一个非常残酷的刑法。This
is such a cruel punishment that Roman government used to oppress his people.
后来呢，因为他的刑罚太残酷了，所以他连罗马政府都把它废掉了。But
because this punishment is so cruel, even Roman government demolished it.
那么主为什么在说他必须要上这个痛苦的十字架？But
why is our Lord said he has to go on this painful cross?
其实呢，在主耶稣在一生的上十字架之前，他不是没有难处的。Now
before he our Lord died on the cross. He has so many problems.
他在那个科西玛丽园祷告的时候啊,
and when he was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane,
他先父祷告说, 父若是可行,
he says, Father, if it's possible,
若是可行啊,
if it is possible,
求你叫这杯啊,这帮我挪去,
remove this cup from me.
但是呢, 不要照我的意思,
but not according to my will, but according to your will.
他不但是一次这么样祷告,
not only did he pray once,
他三次这样子祷告,
but he prayed three times like
他终于呢,那个什么清楚了,这父是非,所命定的旨意,他非上十字架不可。
And in the end, he was so sure that this is the Father's predestined will that he had to die on the cross.
我想在科西玛丽园的那个祷告是一个,在我们来讲是一个奥秘。
Now, the prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane is a mystery to us.
我们呢,不但道成肉身这件事是个奥秘。
Not only is that the fact of the God, that God became flesh is a mystery to us.
在面对那个十字架那极大的苦难的时候啊, 主耶稣所表现出来的对我们也是一个奥秘。
But the Lord's reaction when he was facing the, all the painful things on the cross, that's also a mystery to us.
有福音朋友问我说,如果耶稣他基督是神,他是神的儿子,他知道将来要复活。
Some gospel friend asked me that if the Lord Jesus knew that he was the Son of God, he knew when he would be raised from the dead.
那么他上十字架这件事情是很小的一件事情啊。
Then dying on the cross should be very trivial to him.
也许人承受不了,他是神,他承受得了。
Maybe man could not stand it, but he being God, of course he can take it.
但是在科西玛丽园的时候,我们看见了。
But at the Garden of Gethsemane, we see it.
主呢,他实在是成了人的样子,去掉奴仆的形象了。
He actually came in the likeness of man, and he took the form of a bond servant.
在肉身当中,他实在没有办法承受那十字架的苦楚。
So in his flesh, he was not able to stand that pain.
所以他三次问父说,父,若是可行,可不可行啊?
Therefore he asked the Father three times that, Father, if it is possible, do I have to do this?
我们呢,对十字架的苦楚来的话,我们能够认识的是非常非常的少的。
We know so little about the anguish of dying on the cross.
但是这里为什么说他主耶稣呢,他必须要上十字架?
And this is why the Lord Jesus had to die on the cross.
我们知道啊,这是为了你我,你的罪的,是为了我的罪。
It's simply for your sin and for my sin.
世人呢,都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
我们呢,如果想说这是少数人犯的罪的话,
it would think that only few have sinned.
神呢,也许还能做些事情。
Maybe God could do something.
如果是多一点人犯的罪的话, 神呢,可能还得想点办法。
If quite a few have sinned, maybe God will find some other way to do it.
也许他能够兴起一些义人呢,来为神的公义做些事情。
Maybe God could have raised certain righteous men to do certain things for all these sinful people.
但是圣经说了, 没有一人, 连一个都没有。
However, the Bible tells us there is no righteous person, no, not even one.
都是偏行己路的。
Everyone has gone astray to his
神找不到任何一个人呢来成就神他自己的救赎的。
So God cannot find even a single person on earth to accomplish his will.
而且不但是如此, 人的罪也是大的, 罪是深的。
Not only so, man's sin is so grave.
创世纪那边说, 他说, 耶和华见人在地上啊, 那个罪恶非甚大。
In Genesis, we read that the wickedness of man is so great as the Lord see it.
人终日所思想的, 尽都是恶。
And all the intent of the thought of man are evil continually every day.
面对啊, 人这么样的广泛, 这么样深刻的罪啊, 人怎么办?
So what will God do facing man's a sin of such measure, such gravity?
你知道我们的神他是一个公义的神。
You know our God is a righteous God.
他不能够容忍一点点的罪。
He cannot stand a single sin.
不但他自己是无罪的。
Not only he himself is sinless.
他也不能够容忍任何一点罪在他的面前。
He certainly cannot tolerate any sin before him.
任何有一点罪的人在他面前啊, 都要被他的在他的荣光之中被击杀的。
Any sinful person shall be killed in his glorious face.
我那个在诗篇里头说，他说公义跟公平呢是他宝座的根基。In
Psalm we read that righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
如果神有一点不义，
if there's just a little bit of unrighteousness in God,
如果神容许人一点点的那个不义，
if God should tolerate just a little bit of unrighteousness,
如果人犯了这么大这么广的罪， 神还不审判，
if God should not judge man, being men are so unrighteous and so wrong.
圣经说这个他的连他的宝座的那个根基啊都要动摇。
And the Bible tells us that even the foundation of his throne shall be shaken.
如果这么大的罪神都还不对付的话， 神没有办法那个什么统治这个世界。
If God does not deal with such a gravity of sin, then how can God rule the whole world?
他没有办法再来那个审判管制黑暗的势力。
Then he simply cannot judge and rule this power of darkness.
所谓的神公义的缘故，
for God's righteousness sake,
耶稣他必须上十字架。
Jesus had to die on the cross.
你要知道， 人犯的所有的罪啊， 人自己没有办法做任何一点事情。
With all the multitude of the sins we committed, we can do nothing about them.
诗篇告诉我们说， 他说那些倚夸 财货啊，自夸有钱财的人呢？
As we read in Psalm that those who trust in their wealth,
一个也不能赎他的弟兄。
Those who boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can redeem his brother.
也不能替他将他的赎价给神呢。
Nor could he give the ransom to God,
叫他能够长远活着，不见朽坏。
So that they can continue to live eternally.
为什么呢?
And do not see decay. Why?
因为呢, 在赎罪的赎生命的价值太高啊, 他只能永远罢休。
Because of the redemption that is so costly, he could only cease trying forever.
不管你有多少钱,
no matter how much money you might
不管你捐了多少钱,
have, no matter how much money you might donate,
不管你做了多少的好事,
no matter how many good deeds you
不管你修了多少的路, 补了多少的桥,
no matter how many bridges or roads you have repaired,
你没有办法赎你一个弟兄。
You simply cannot even one of your brethren.
连我们自己啊, 都赎不了。
We cannot even redeem ourselves.
我们只行善事, 这是应当的。
We do good, that's the thing we're supposed to do.
我们所犯的罪怎么办呢?
And what about the sins we commit?
常常我们在传福音的时候啊, 最难传的一件事情呢, 就是罪的问题。
Often when we share the gospel, the most difficult thing for us to talk about is the sin. Whenever we say we are sinners, they will not take it.
你要知道那个罪呢, 是一个相对的, 是相对一个标准的。
We know this sin has a relative standard there.
为什么今天呢, 在世界上, 社会上, 有些事情呢, 做了是要那个受惩罚的。
Why is it in the world that there are certain things, when you do them, you'll be punished?
我们台湾现在闹得很大的有内线交易哈。
In Taiwan, there's such a big news about the inside trading.
如果呢, 你要是知道这家公司呢, 要做一些事, 有一些大的变动, 的这些事故的时候呢，他有法律有个要求啊，说你不能够买卖这个股票。
If you know a certain company is having a big problem within, and the law regulates that you're not supposed to buy or sell stocks.
如果你知道一些内幕消息，你还去买卖的话呢，这是犯法的。
If you know some inside news about the company and you continue to trade the stocks of that company, then
但是你要知道，在证交法改革那在那个什么在改之前呢，这不是罪。
Then you violated the law, but before the law is put into force, then you are sinless. You are simply innocent.
如果法律没有这样的规定的话，你去做了不是罪。
If the law hasn't put down such regulation, if you do it, you're fine.
所以什么是神眼中看的罪呢？
But what is the thing in God's sight?
他有一个标准的。
God does have a standard.
他的标准呢是神自己的公义。
And his standard is his own righteousness.
如果我们还对于神的公义有一点疑惑。
If we do have some doubt of God's righteousness.
如果我们还对于罪呢有那个对罪的认识不清楚。
If we're still not sure of the problem of sin.
我请你来看十字架。
I will invite you to look at the cross.
为什么会有十字架？
Why is it there is a cross?
因为神的公义它的标准太高了。
Because the standard of God's righteousness is so high.
没有一个人能够达得到的。
None of the men are able to reach it.
所有犯罪的人没有一个人达到那个什么神的公义的标准。
None of the sinners can reach the standard of God's righteousness.
在十字架上面呢，是神说你们达不到，我自己来。
On the cross, the Lord said, "You cannot reach my standard. Let me do it."
当我们看见我们的主被挂在十字架上的时候
，When we see our Lord being hung on the cross,
你就认识啊，神的公义的标准是何等样的高。
Then you know that the standard of the God's righteousness is so high.
高到一个地步呢，没有任何人除了神的儿子以外，没有人能够达到那个标准。
To such an extent, except the Son of God, nobody can reach the standard. Because God's demand for absolute righteousness that God's Son has to go on the cross.
如果仅仅是神的公义的话，如果仅仅是只提神的公义的话
，If we only mention about God's righteousness,
其实呢，主呢，他也不需要上十字架。
Then actually our Lord didn't have to go to the cross.
因为他就算是他在按他公义的要求了审判所有的人呢，神也不是不义的。
Even according to God's righteous commandment to judge all the people, he is not unrighteous.
神还能够说他是公义的。
God can still say that I am righteous.
他宝座的根基的还是不会动摇的。
And the foundation of his throne will not be shaken either.
但是神还是爱。
However, God is also love.
圣经说呢，神呢，他就是爱。
The Bible tells us that God is love.
为了爱的缘故呢，他没有办法忍受啊，那个人永远的沉沦。
Now for the love's sake, he cannot stand the fact that men shall perish eternally.
如果他自己不上十字架的话
，If he did not go on the cross,
所有的人呢都要沉沦了。
All men should perish.
都要下火湖了。
All men shall go to the lake of fire and brimstone.
这爱的神呢，他没有办法忍受的。
But this loving God cannot stand it.
因为他是爱的缘故呢，他必须上十字架。
Because he is love, for this very sake, he has to go on the cross.
我们呢，常常呢会的那个落在一些那个难处里头。
We often fall into certain predicaments.
有时候呢，我们的那个难处实在是很大。
Sometimes our hardship is so great.
我们的难处呢，有的时候是来自于身体的，身体上的疾病。
Sometimes our hardship is our physical.
有时候我们难处呢，来自于工作那个老板的给你的一些难处，那个什么公司快要裁员了。
Other problem might come from your boss. Maybe you are about to be laid off.
那有时候我们是家里的难处，丈夫妻子间的难处，孩子父母间的难处。
Sometimes we have problems at home, problems from our husbands or wives, from our
children. 我们那个难处达到一个地步，我们说神啊，你还在那里吗
？The hardship is so great to such an extent we would ask God, Are you there?
主啊，你还爱我吗
？Lord, do you still love me?
你到底呢？还带不带领我前面的路呢？
Are you leading me forward or not?
如果我们对神的爱还有一点疑惑
，If we have any doubt toward our God's love,
我也请你来看十字架。
I will invite you to look at the cross again.
圣经说，他说为义人死呢是少有的。
The Bible tells us that scarcely one would die for a righteous person.
我那些非常公义的人呢，这个要是遇见难处的话呢，要找到一些人，他很难更加亲近，所以要找到一些人替他死啊，还不容易啊。
all those righteous people, when they face problems and they're trying to find other people who would be willing to die for them, this is quite difficult.
但是为了人人死呢，为那些好人啊，常常的那个待人很亲善、那个和蔼的人呢，为这个人要是难处的话，为他死，可能还找到一些人。
But maybe for a good person who is agreeable and people like him, some might even dare to die for him.
但是呢，从来没有人。
But there has not.
从来没有人呢为一个罪人死。
Who would die for a sinner?
他说呢，但唯有当我们还做罪人的时候呢，神的儿子为我们死啊。
But while we were yet sinners, the Son of God died for us.
神的爱呢，就向我们显明了。
And God's love has demonstrated.
而如果我们还怀疑神的爱，
if we still doubt God's love,
我们还感觉不到神的爱，
if we still cannot feel God's love,
我们呢来看十字架。
Look at the cross.
我们常常来默想十字架。
Often meditate on the cross.
在我们最灰心、最软弱的时候。
Just when we're so desperate, so despair.
我们进到十字架深处来默想十字架的时候，
let's come into the depths of the cross through meditation.
哎呀，你那个神那个主的爱呢，就会充满你。
Then God's love will certainly fill you.
因为呢，十字架呢是爱的标记。
Because the cross is simply the symbol of love.
因着爱的缘故呢，他为我们走上十字架。It's
simply because for the love's sake, He died on the cross.
所以呢，在十字架上面呢。 不但是神的公义完，公义那个什么，公义的要求达成了。
So on the cross, not only God's righteous demand was met.
神的爱呢，也成全了。
But also God's love was perfected there.
所以如果我们呢，对我们的信了主之后啊，对我们的罪啊，是否赦免还有点怀疑的话，
But after we have believed in the Lord, and we still doubt that God has forgiven all my sins.
我们也要来看十字架。
Let's gaze upon the cross again.
我们越默想十字架，
the more we ponder over the cross.
我们就发觉呢，我不管犯什么样的罪，有一切的罪，主的宝血都洗净了。
We realize that no matter what sins we might commit, the Lord's precious blood has cleansed them all.
神呢，他再公义。
God, even He is righteous.
他也不能够再审判我了。
No matter how righteous our God might be, He cannot judge me now.
因为我的主呢，在十字架上，他神的儿子呢为我死了。
Because on the cross, God's Son has died for me.
神呢，他已经赦免我一切的罪。
And God has forgiven all my sins.
哇，这十字架呢，他首先要做的一个工作。
This is the first task that the cross has accomplished.
这实在是个极大的工作。
And this is such a tremendous
我们呢,
task.
我们在这样的工作底下呢，真是要俯伏敬拜。
And under this kind of task, we all can only worship and prostrate ourselves.
但是十字架呢，它不光只是对付我们已经犯过的罪。
Now the cross not only has dealt with the sins we have committed.
我们呢，有许许多多罪行在神面前应该受审判。There
are so many sinful acts that deserve punishment before God.
十字架呢，都为我们的那个时候的对付了，都为我们偿清了。
And the cross has dealt with them all and has cleansed them all.
但是我们信了主之后呢？
But after we believe in the Lord,
我们是不是仍然活在软弱之中呢？
Do we continue to live in weakness?
我们是不是仍然受罪的辖制呢？
Do we continue to be bound by sin?
我们是已经有主的生命在我们里头了。
We do have the Lord's life in us.
我们是不是发觉过得胜的生活还是那么的难呢？
Have we found that this victorious life has been so difficult?
哎呀，十字架它不单对付我们已经犯的罪。
So the cross not only will deal with the committed sin.
十字架呢还要带我们过得胜的生活。
He will also lead us to live a victorious life.
靠着十字架呢，我们能够过得胜的生活。And
by this cross, we shall live a victorious life.
我们的软弱，我们的罪会不能够再辖制我们。All
our weaknesses, our sins cannot bind us.
那在我们信主的过程中啊，我们在一生的当中啊，最大的仇敌也是谁啊？
In our spiritual journey, do you know who is our greatest enemy?
就是撒旦呐，是魔鬼。
That is Satan, the devil.
是圣经说了，那个撒旦呢，像那个吼叫的狮子啊，遍地游行，要寻找那可吞吃的人。
The Bible tells us that Satan is just like a roaring lion, prowling around to devour us.
他曾经是那个天使长嘛，是大有能力的。
He was once the archangel. He was so powerful.
但是呢，因着他背叛神了，神被把他打下来，他变成了撒旦魔鬼。
Because he rebelled against God, so God struck him.
但是呢，他的能力还是大的。Devil,
but he continues to be powerful.
如果呢，我们想要靠自己的力量来跟着仇敌征战的话，
if we want to by our own means to fight with him,
就算你再是一个再刚强的人，
just even though you are powerful and mighty.
那有经验的弟兄跟我说啊，就他一个小指头就把你戳倒了。
No matter how powerful and mighty you might be, but some experienced brothers tell us that with his little finger, he would simply struck you down.
若不是靠着主啊，没有人能够在这个控告者啊面前站得住的。
If not for our Lord, none of us would stand before this accuser.
其实呢，当我们的主在地上的时候
，While our Lord was in the world,
啊，那个撒旦呢，就的仇敌啊，就想尽了方法来攻击他。
Satan, the adversary, had tried all means to attack him.
当他那个在伯利恒生在马槽的时候
，When he was born in the manger at Bethlehem.
当希律王听见将来要做以色列的王在哪里的时候。
When King Herod heard the saying, people are asking, who is the king was born?
不但是这个希律王震动，全耶路撒冷都震动。
Not only the King Herod was troubled, but the whole city was troubled.
哇，这阴间的权势也震动了。
Even the power of the Hades trembled.
因为呢，那将来要来的王生下来了。
Because the king that is to come is born.
所以呢，他就想尽方法要把那个婴孩耶稣给杀死。
So he tried all his means to kill baby Jesus.
若不是神的引领
，If not for the Lord's guiding,
带领他逃到埃及去
，and leading the family to flee into Egypt,
主要死在那个在伯利恒里头，两岁以下的孩子都被杀的那群里头。
Now the Lord would have died in Bethlehem together with all those kids that's age two and under.
在旷野里头的时候呢，他也来想尽方法来试探主。
While the Lord was in the wilderness, Satan tried all means to tempt him.
只要神的儿子稍微跌倒一点。
If the Son of God would only stumble a little.
他稍微妥协一点。
If he would compromise just a little.
哎呀，仇敌的工作就达成了。
Then the work of the adversary was completed.
救恩呢就没有办法成全。
And salvation could never be accomplished.
哎，感谢神呢，他的主呢，他靠着圣灵呢，他也胜过了仇敌。
And we thank God that by the Holy Spirit our Lord had overcome the Satan.
那么在十字架上的时候更是这样啊。
And it's even so more on the cross.
我想我们呢对于呢主呢在十字架上面受到仇敌的攻击啊，认识实在是少的。
And we talk so little about the attacking of Satan at our Lord on the cross.
那个新约福音书里头呢，对于主在十字架上面所受的那事情呢，描述的不是非常的少。
And the New Testament describes so little about the things while our Lord was on the cross.
弟兄跟我说呢，实在是因为那个写福音书的作者在这件事情上啊，实在是太敬畏了，他不敢，他不愿意，他不敢描述主在十字架上所受的苦。
Some brothers told us that is because the authors of the books of the Gospels, they have such a fearful heart toward God, they wouldn't dare to describe the sins of Jesus on the cross.
所以我们呢，要认识主的苦的话呢，必须来看诗篇呢。
So in order to know our Lord's pain on the cross, we have to read Psalms.
这诗篇二十二篇里头啊
，and so in Psalm 22,
他描述了那个仇敌啊，在那个十字架上面如何猛烈、凶猛的那个攻击我们的主啊。
It describes how Satan violently, fiercely attacked our Lord on the cross.
他说有许多公牛围绕我。
Verse 12, many bulls have surrounded me.
那巴山大力的公牛四面困住我。
Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me.
他们向我张口呢，好像抓狮吼叫的狮子。
They gape at me with their mouths like a raging, roaring lion.
我如水呢被倒出来。
I'm poured out like water.
我的骨头都脱了节。
And all my bones are out of joint.
我的心呢都在我里面都如蜡融化。
My heart is like wax; it has melted within me.
十六节他说，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我。
16, for dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me.
他们扎了我的手，扎了我的脚。
They pierced my hands and my feet.
我的骨头呢，我的手都能数过。
I can count all my bones.
他们瞪着眼睛看。
They look and stare at me.
他们分了我的外衣，为我的里衣念旧啊。
They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
这是大卫写的诗啊。
This is written by David.
但是呢，大卫在一生的时候，我们看见他没有这样子的经历。
However, we know David had never had this kind of experience.
是圣灵啊，在启示当中呢，把我们主在十字架上那个所受的苦啊，启示在大卫的心里头。
It is the Holy Spirit through the revelation has revealed the pain of our Lord on the cross in David's heart.
让我们认识呢，主在十字架上面所受的仇敌的攻击呢，是何等样的大。
So we will understand how great the attack from Satan is on our Lord while he was on the cross.
只要他在十字架上面那个妥协一点。
as long as our Lord would compromise just a little bit on the cross,
他说他可以差遣12级阴天使来救他。
Then he would have sent 12 galleons of angels to save him.
他只要那个一点点承受不了那个十字架上的苦楚。
If he could not stand just a little bit of the anguish on the cross,
救恩就成全不了了。
The salvation can never be accomplished.
仇敌的工作也就达到了。
And the work of Satan's attack is done.
感谢赞美主啊。
But we thank and praise
我们的主啊,
the Lord. Our Lord almost overcame on the cross.
他在十字架上面忍受一切的苦楚啊。
He has borne all the anguish pain on the cross.
他忍受了跟父永远的父的隔离啊。
He even suffered eternal separation.
他为我们人人尝了死味。
He has tasted death for each one of us.
感谢主啊。
We thank our Lord.
我们的主呢在十字架上面得胜了。
That our Lord has overcome on the cross.
哥罗西书他告诉我们说，他即将执政的掌权的主来啊。
In the Colossians, we read that having disarmed all the principalities and powers,
明显给众人看了,
he made a spectacle of them
他就仗着十字架夸胜,
and triumphing over them in the cross.
十字架呢, 是仇敌本来要来击垮的耶稣的,
the cross is the means that Satan used to strike our Lord so that the salvation can never be accomplished.
但是十字架呢, 却成了我们主得胜的那个标志。
But now the cross has become the victorious symbol of our Lord.
他在十字架上面得胜了。
Because he overcame on the cross.
他得胜了, 我们也得胜了。
Likewise, we will overcome.
他说呢, 他的借的死呢, 那个败坏那掌死权的, 就是魔鬼啊。
Because through death he has destroyed the one who had the power of death, which is certain. And he has released us, all of us who for fear of death have been submissive to bondage to Satan.
圣经说,
and the Bible also tells us God's Son is manifested in order to destroy the work of Satan.
感谢主呢,
thank our Lord.
我们在主里头也能够夸胜。
In the Lord, we also,
靠着十字架呢, 仇敌不能再胜过我们。
In Christ, we also will boast that, our adversary can never overcome us.
那么在走这条路上的时候呢, 除了撒旦魔鬼以外呢, 还有一个罪呢, 常常在辖制我们。
Well, we walk in this spiritual way besides of this Satan, that we also face sin who always put us into bondage.
罪呢, 是一个权势。
Because sin is a dominion.
它呢能够紧紧地辖制住人。
It can tightly confine you.
如果你对那个罪的权势还不认识的话，
If you still do not understand the dominion of sin,
我劝你呢, 有空呢, 去大西洋城看看。
I advise you to go to Atlantic City when you have time.
不是要你去玩啊。
I don't mean for you to have fun there.
那有多少的那个人呢, 就被那个简单的机器一生消耗在那里头。
But I just want you to see that so many people are bound by that slotting machine all their life there.
多少的家庭呢, 因着赌啊, 家破人亡啊。
And there are so many families are disintegrated because of gambling.
妻离子散。
And their wife left them and their children are all scattered.
那罪呢, 在人里面那个权势的实在是大了。
So we know that the meaning of sin is so great within us.
其实呢,我们里头也都有这样的经历啊。
But actually, we all of us have experienced such.
发觉那个罪呢, 我们以为是对付过了,怎么还在里头呢? 还常常在那个活来要抓住我呢,要挟制我。
The sin that we feel we have dealt with it always comes back to us, trying to put us into bondage.
我记得那个,我们昨天还在谈的这小时候的事情。
I was talking about the thing that happened when I was young yesterday.
我们以前呢住在眷村里头。
And we used to live in a development of all of government service workers.
虽然不要说到富裕，也不是很贫穷啊。
Although we weren't rich, but we weren't poor either.
总是呢，这国家供给的粮食也够，这个那。 面也够，那个米也够，你够在家里够温饱了。
The government has supplied all our needs with salary, with rice, with food.
但是呢，有好些那个眷村里的太太啊。
But there are so many wives living in that development.
他们呢，沉迷在麻将桌上。
They simply indulge themselves playing mahjong.
他那个白天打，他晚上打。
They not only play mahjong during the day, they also played it at night.
打得家不顾了。
To such an extent, they didn't care about their families.
孩子也不顾了。
Not even their children.
把那个先生的那个棺材响给他输光了。
And they would lose all their husband's salaries.
把他的粮票也输上去了。
And even lose all those tickets that would buy them food.
把他家所有都输上去了。
Everything they own, they
你以为他们喜欢这么做吗
？Do you suppose they like to do this？
你以为他喜欢看见那个什么那个家不像个家的样子
？Do you suppose they enjoy seeing that their family is disintegrating？
他被最紧紧的抓住了。
It's all because they're tightly grasped。
那个权势，罪的权势在身上，他挣脱不了。
The dominion of sin was so great upon them, they simply cannot break loose。
哦，感谢主啊！
Thank the Lord.
我们的靠着十字架呢，我们也能够胜过罪的权势。
By the cross, we can also overcome the dominion of sin.
罗马书第六章告诉我们说呢，既然已经知道啊，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Romans 6, we read that knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
使罪身灭绝。
To done away with the body of sin.
叫我们呢不再做罪的奴仆。
So that we are no longer slaves of sin.
因为已死的人呢是脱离了罪。
Because he who has died has been freed from sin.
十字架呢使我们能够脱离罪。
The cross enables us to be
set free from sin. 能够脱离罪的辖制。
Free from the bondage of sin.
你知道我们呢是跟罪的一个关系啊。
Do you know the relationship we have with sin?
是一个主人跟奴仆的关系。
It's a relationship of a master and a bond servant.
谁是主人呢、啊、
？Who is the master here?
不是我们是主人。
It's not we.
我们有人说了，我这个想做怎么做就怎么做，我想犯罪就犯罪，不犯罪就不犯罪啊。
Some people say I will do whatever pleases me. If I want to sin, I would sin. If I don't, I don't.
他说呢，不，你搞错了。罪是主人啊。
But you are so mistaken because sin is the master.
我们呢是奴仆啊。
And we are the bond servants.
我们呢只要一天活着，就在那个在肉身当中，就在罪的辖制底下。
As long as we live one day on earth in our flesh, we are under the bondage of sin.
十字架救我们脱离罪的辖制。
But sin can set us free from
this bondage of sin. 他怎样救我们呢
？And how does the cross save us?
罪是死不了的。
Because sin never dies.
所以呢，一直到火湖里都还存在的。
Even until the day of the lake of fire and brimstone, sin continues
to exist. 罪死不了呢。
If sin does not die,
只好我们死了。
Then we have to die.
只要我们一死了。
As long as we die.
这奴仆那个主仆之间的关系啊，也就断绝了。
The relationship of master and bond servant is severed.
十字架要做的工作呢，就是对付我们的肉体啊，致死我们的老我。
So the work of the cross is to deal with the flesh and put to death of our old man.
因为我们这个人死了。
As long as this person is dead.
我们这个旧人呢和他同钉十字架。
As long as this old man is crucified with Christ.
罪不能再做我们的主。
Then sin can never be our master.
我们呢也不再受他的辖制。
We're no longer under his bondage.
当我们说到罪的时候。
Whenever we talk about sin.
我们呢就不得不来说到我们的肉体。
Then we have to talk about our flesh.
其实呢还有一个更大的敌人呢。不是别人。
Actually, we have a greater enemy. It's nobody else.
一个更大的敌人呢，就是我们的自己。
It's none other but ourselves.
我们呢，这个是天生与生俱来那个肉体啊，在我们里面实在是更大一个敌人。
This flesh, which is inherent within us, is our greater enemy.
它呢，像是一个那个残暴那个，它这个一个暴君呢，紧紧的辖着我们。
He's like a cruel tyrant who tightly bind us.
如果没有罪的话，我们当然不会犯罪啊。
If there is no sin, of course we will not commit sin.
但如果有罪
，But if there is sin,
没有那个罪的温床，没有我们的肉体的话，也犯不了罪。
And without our flesh, which is hotbed of the sin,
是我们的肉体呢提供了犯罪的温床。
Then we will not sin. It is our flesh that provides us with this hotbed.
所以呢，我们呢。在肉体当中呢，做了罪的奴仆。
Therefore, in our flesh, we become slaves of sin.
所以十字架不但要对付罪
，So not only the cross would deal with the sin.
十字架还要对付我们的肉体。
It also deal with our flesh.
唯有我们的这肉体呢，与他同钉十字架的时候
Only when our flesh is crucified with the Lord.
我们呢才能脱离罪啊的那个的辖制。
Then could we be set free from the bondage of sin?
我们感谢主啊。
We thank our Lord.
十字架呢，实在是要带领我们过得胜的生活。
The cross will certainly lead us to live a victorious life.
在十字架要过得胜的生活，在这个路上啊。
On this way of living a victorious life under the cross,
其实那个最惨烈的那个征战,
actually the most fearful battle is
我们人说是在我们这个己里头,
within ourselves,
是在我们这个肉体里头,
in our flesh,
因着我们生活过不了肉体啊,
because we cannot overcome the flesh,
我们给罪开了门,
we open a wide door for sin. We open wide door for Satan.
所以主说呢，若如果有人要想要来跟随我的话，
therefore the Lord says, if anyone desires to come after me,
就当舍己呢，背起他的十字架来跟随我。
Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
跟随主的路呢，不是一个简单的路。Now
the way of following the Lord is not an easy one.
在跟随的路上，有没有遇见许多的艰难？
In this journey, you will come across so many hardships.
如果我们还是活在肉体里头的人的话，
if we continue to live in our flesh,
你没有办法跟随主。
We can never be able to follow our Lord.
只要一天呢，我们还让我们这个己啊，在那里掌权的话，
as long as one day we allow ourselves to control us,
我们要来走主的路啊，
and for us to walk in the Lord's way,
就好像什么呢？
What would this be like?
就好像你开车呢，开到一个巷子口，
it's just like you're driving when you come to a lane,
发觉了一个大的一个标志在那里，
and you see a big sign there.
他说呢， dead end.
It says dead end. 死胡同。
你走不下去了。
You can't, there is no way out. You can't take it.
所以说呢，他说，如果我们要跟随主的话，
so if we want to follow the Lord,
若有人要跟从我，
if anyone desires to come after me,
就当舍己啊，
let him deny himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从我，
take up his cross and follow me.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为凡要救自己生命的，
because he who wants
如果我们还爱惜我们的救人，
if we still cherish our own self and our flesh,
他必要上吊生命，
he will lose his own life.
我们呢，没办法享受那个新的生命，
and there is no way for us to enjoy this new life, this heavenly life.
他说凡为我上吊生命的，
he who loses his life,
为我的缘故呢，那个舍己的，
for my sake who denies himself,
让我们的肉体呢，跟主同定十字架了，
to die on the cross,
他说要得到,
with the Lord,
他必要得到生命,
of his flesh, he shall receive his life.
那是从此属天的生命。
And this is a heavenly life.
我们的肉体啊，天然人呢， 是我们那属天的生命的最大的拦阻。
Now our natural man, our flesh, is the greatest hindrance to our spiritual journey.
他说呢，要背起啊，大家舍己，背起他的十字架。
God's word says that we have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross. In the gospel according to Luke, it says, daily take up your cross. Daily we should be dealt with by the cross. And we all know that the dealing of the cross is not that pleasant. This is something flesh dislikes. Because the flesh is the right object that the cross will deal with.
什么时候我们人说到十字架的时候，
whenever we talk about the cross,
我们想到走十字架的道路的时候，
whenever we think of walking in this way of cross,
第一个起来要反对的就是我们的己。
The first one who would rise up and be against it is our flesh.
当彼得一听说主要上十字架，
when Peter heard that the Lord would go on the cross,
他立刻就拉着他劝他说，
right away, He grasped him and he rebuked him.
他主啊，这万不可如此啊！
He said, "Far be it from this."
这事呢，必不临到你身上。
This shall never happen to you.
可怜的彼得啊！
This poor Peter.
他在前一分钟啊，他还受到那个父的启示。
Just minutes ago, he was given the revelation from Heavenly Father.
他可以认识耶稣就是基督呢，是永生神的儿子。
He understood that Jesus was Christ, the Son of the Living God.
主还要把那天国钥匙赐给他了。
And the Lord would even give him the key of the kingdom of heaven.
凡在地，他在地上捆绑，在天上也要捆绑。
Whatever he binds, on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
他在地上所释放，天上要释放。
Whatever he releases on the earth shall have been released in heaven.
紧接着一分钟之后，
and the moments later,
当主他一起示那个十字架的时候，
when the Lord revealed his cross,
他里面的人呢，就受不了了。
the self within Peter couldn't stand it.
他说, 主啊, 这万不可如此啊, 这绝对不能临到你身上了。
And Peter said, far be it from you. This could never happen to you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这个十字架如果在主的身上的话,
because if this cross is in the Lord,
主的十字架也要在他的身上, 在彼得的身上,
the same cross will come to Peter also.
主走得了十字架的话,
if the Lord walked in the way of cross,
他的主啊是这样子走的话,
if his master would take this way of the cross,
他也必须这样子走啊。
So likewise, Peter would take the same road.
在天上那里头的话，他是不能够忍受，他不能够接受的。
According to his natural man, he couldn't stand it.
所以多少人呢，今天的反对十字架。
So many people are, they are so against the cross.
他们不讲十字架。
They don't talk about the cross.
所讲的呢，就是讲的平安喜乐。
They only talk about joy and peace.
讲的呢是那个成功哲学。
Or the success philosophy.
你只要呢，我一个这个同事跟我说，他去一个聚会。
One of my colleagues told me that he went to a meeting.
他那个去几次他不敢去了。
After a few times, he wouldn't dare to go.
他说呢，那个牧师就这么说。
Because the pastor says so.
他说你看到那个卡迪拉克吗？
Do you see that Cadillac?
那个卡迪拉克那个什么大轿车吗？
Do you see that big sedan?
哎，你。 You claim that's yours, then it's yours. 你宣称它是你的，它就变成你的了。
If you claim it to be yours, it will be yours.
哇，对，今天呢，这样子说法吸引多少的人呢？
Oh, such a saying is so attractive to most people.
你只要跟随主啊，你就是那个健康快乐啊，你就是个财富滚滚的。
If you follow the Lord, you'll be healthy, you'll be joyful, and you'll be rich.
没有人要来走十字架的路。
None of the people would like to take the way of the cross.
但是呢，十字架呢，它不是目的。
Nevertheless, this cross is not the goal itself.
十字架它不是起头。
It's not the beginning.
十字架它也不是结尾。
Neither is it the end.
十字架是它的那个过程。
It's simply a process.
要知道啊。 在这里他说，从此呢，耶稣才指示门徒。
Here the Bible says, from now on, he revealed to his disciples.
在这之前呢，耶稣他不能够启示他的门徒十字架。
Before this, Jesus could not reveal the truth to his disciples.
因为呢，他们不能够明白。
Because they could not understand.
他们也不能够接受。
They could not take it either.
唯有当在基督的启示的光里头。
Only in the light of the revelation of the Christ.
在教会的启示的光里头,
only in the light of the revelation of the church.
他才能够来启示十字架。
Could our Lord reveal this cross to his disciples?
这些门徒们呢, 才能够明白十字架。
Would these disciples understand?
才能够接受十字架。
They would accept it.
可能能够走十字架的道路。
And they would be willing to take this way of cross.
十字架呢, 它是一个过程。
Now this cross is simply a process.
它呢, 要达到呢, 它带进来的是神永远的旨意。What
it ushers in is God's eternal purpose.
什么是神永远的旨意?
And what is God's eternal purpose?
首先呢,
First
我们再来复习啊,
of all, let's all review this.
什么是神的永远的旨意呢?
What is God's purpose, eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意呢, 在基督身上呢, 是要他在凡事上居首位。
In Christ, it's for him to have preeminence in all things.
有一天呢, 要他在时候满足的时候,
one day, in the fullness of the time,
他要使天上地上地下所有的都在耶稣基督里面同归于一。
He will gather all things in one, those in heaven, those on earth, under the earth.
我们呢, 也在他里面要得基业。
And we in him will obtain an inheritance.
如何来达到这个神永远的旨意呢?
Then how can we all reach God's this eternal purpose?
基督如何来在凡事上居首位呢?
Then how can Christ have a preeminence in all things?
在腓立比书啊，他这样告诉我们呢。
In Philippians we read,
在第二章呢，他说呢，神的儿子是这样卑啊。
In chapter 2 we read, the Son of God humbled in himself in such a way.
他自己卑微，全心顺服啊，以至于死啊。 并且呢，他是死在十字架上。
That he became obedient even to death, to the point of death, the death on the cross.
因着神的儿子呢，他顺服，愿意上十字架。
Because God's son obeyed, he was willing to go on the cross.
所以呢，神呢，那个将他升为至高。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him.
那赐给他那个超乎万民之上的名。
And given him the name that is above every name.
是天上地上地底下一切所有的。
The name in heaven, the name on earth, the name under the earth.
称耶稣基督为主啊。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow to confess Jesus Christ as the Lord.
基督呢，他被这那个被神呢右手高举啊，坐在他至大者右边呢。
Christ has been exalted by God to sit at the Almighty at the right hand.
是因为他经过了十字架。
It's because he has gone through this cross.
他借着十字架呢，成功了救赎。
And through this cross, he has accomplished the salvation.
借着十字架呢，把我们这些人呢，从世界中买了回了。
And he, through this cross, he has redeemed us from the four corners of the world.
所以神将他升为至高。
And then God has highly exalted him.
在那个使徒行传里这个这么说。
And in Acts, we also read.
那是因为呢，那个我们的主啊。哦、他在十字架上面他成就了那个成就了一切，所以神将他右手将他高举。
Because our Lord who has accomplished all things, so the right hand of our mighty God has exalted him.
所以彼得说了，你们当知道，你们这已经钉十字架的是耶稣了，神已经称他为主，为基督了。
Know this, that the Jesus you have crucified on the cross, God has raised him to be the Lord.
耶稣呢，不是在地上就做基督啊。
Now, our, Jesus was not the Christ on earth.
他当的主是让他帮他右手将他高举的时候，坐在父的右边的时候，神呢立他为主为基督啊。
It is after God's right hand has exalted him to sit at the right side of God, then he's been called the Christ.
不但是在主身上是这样。
Not only it is so in Christ.
在我们身上也是这样。
Likewise, it's the same in us.
如何要让基督呢？在凡事上居首位。
Then how can we allow him to have preeminence in all things?
如何让他在教会当中居首位
？How can he have the first place in the church?
你要知道呢，那个我们这个人呢，这个肉体啊，是很喜欢出头的。
We know we the flesh all wants to take the lead spot.
什么时候我们出头了，基督就做不了头。
Whenever we take lead, then our Christ cannot be head.
基督呢，今天在教会中不能做头啊。
The reason that Christ cannot be the head of the church is because there are so many heads.
我们都来做头。
Every single one wants to be the head.
基督就做不了头。
So Christ cannot be the head.
如果要这基督呢，神的永远的旨意啊，今天在实际生活中的有经历的话
，For God's eternal purpose to be actually experienced in our life,
他必须经过十字架。
This person has to go through the cross.
然后呢，这必须经过十字架的对付。
We have to be dealt with by the cross.
好叫我们不出头。
So that we would not take lead.
好叫主出基督出头。
And allow Christ to take lead.
让他在教会当中做居首位。
Allow him to have preeminence in the church.
神用的旨意呢，还说到教会。
God's eternal purpose also speaks of the church.
神在教会上的旨意是什么呢
？And what is God's eternal purpose of church?
他要为基督呢预备一个心腹。
He wants to prepare this bride for Christ.
在永远里头呢，就做那个他儿子的那个匹配。
And in eternity, this church will be the helpmeet of Christ.
教会怎么样成立的
？Then how is the church built up?
在那个以弗所书啊，告诉我们呢，是在以前呢，我们呢，在神的家是在。神的国民以外，是以色列百姓以外的。
Ephesians tell us we used to be aliens, to the commonwealth of Israel. 我们是被称为 aliens to God's household.
我们被称为没有受礼的外，被没有受过割礼的外邦人呢。
We are called the uncircumcised Gentiles.
在那个神的诸约的应许上是无份无关的。
We have no part in God's covenant.
因为呢，在外邦人跟神的选民之间呢，有一座墙啊，把他们挡起来。
It's because between God's people and the Gentiles, there is this tall wall to separate them.
外邦人呢是不能够与的那个神的在神那个的应许里头有份的。
So Gentiles have no part in God's covenants and promises.
那上次告诉我们，这个十字架呢？废掉了中间的隔断的墙。
But Ephesians says this wall, this cross wall has been broken down by the cross.
把两下呢，在它里头呢，合为一个身体啊。
And making both one.
造成一个新人。
In one body, a new person.
就是教会。
A new man, which is the church.
所以我们可以说呢，教会呢是在神的十字架那个主在十字架上的时候呢，他流的血呢，那个所产生出来的。
So the cross, the church is simply brought forth by the blood of Jesus Christ, who that shed on the cross.
就好像呢，那个在伊甸园里头啊。
Just as in the Garden of Eden.
当亚当沉睡的时候。
When Adam fell in deep sleep.
真的在他肋肋从他肋旁身上就拿出一个那个肋旁拿出一个骨头那个骨头来啊。
God took one rib on his side.
用了造成了一个女人。
And from there he made a woman.
同样的，当我们的主在十字架上面受死的时候。
So in the same token, when our Lord suffered death on the cross.
神使他沉睡。
God made him to fall in deep sleep.
从他的肋旁里头啊。神也造也是也也另造了一个新人。
And also from his side, God made a new man.
就是我们，就是我们，就是教会。
That is us, the church.
这个教会呢，不但是被神所建立。
So the church, not only is being built up by God.
我仅仅是一，这仅仅一些，只是一些得救的人。
It's not only a group of people saved.
仅仅是一批啊，那属肉体的那个什么那个重生得救的人。
Not only simply a group of people who were carnal and being delivered.
这个呢，不能够成为这基督的心腹。
This can never become Christ's bride.
他说，这基督心腹呢，必须要长大成人的。
And the Bible tells us that this Christ's bride has to mature.
才能够满有基督长成的身量。
To the extent of the measure of the fullness of Christ.
教会。如何能够成长呢？
How can the church grow?
也有都经过十字架。
It's also through the cross.
借着十字架，我们来学习。
Now through the cross, let us learn.
对付你里面的我，对付我里面的我。
To deal with the self which is in you and in me.
致死你里面的肉体，致死我里面的肉体。
Put to death your flesh and my flesh.
唯有当我们这经过十字架的对付。
Only when we are dealt with by the cross,
教会才有可能成长。
Could it be possible that the church will be brought forth?
才能呢，那个预备也成为基督的心腹。
To be prepared to grow to become Christ's bride.
不但如此。
Not only so.
神的永远的旨意啊，有一天他还要带进国度。
God's eternal purpose will one day usher in God's kingdom.
时候到的时候呢，神要在地上建立他的国度。
When the time has arrived, God will establish His kingdom.
神的国度为什么不能够为什么迟延呢？
Why is God's kingdom delayed?
为什么呢？主到现在还没有回来。
Why is the Lord hasn't returned even today?
因为呢，因为教会没有预备好。
Because the church is not ready yet.
因为呢，在地上呢，那个他所心中所要得到的得胜者呢，还没有显出来。
Because the overcomers in God's heart haven't been revealed yet.
唯有经过借着十字架。
But only through the cross.
我们能够胜过仇敌。
We can overcome.
我们胜过罪。
Adversary, overcome sin.
我们能够胜过肉体。
Overcome our flesh.
能够来为神的国度呢预备得胜者。
And we can prepare all the overcomers for the kingdom of God.
所以你发觉呢，你看见呢，十字架呢是一条路。
So you realize that this cross is certainly a way.
它不是终点。
It's not the end.
它是带我们走到一个终点。
It simply leads us to the end.
是神的一个在这个时代里头呢所要做的工作的一个的那个手段。
This is the means of God's work that He uses in today's age.
虽然是这样子。
Even so.
它是一个我们必须走的路。
This is a necessary way that we must walk in.
不但是耶稣呢，他说他必须上耶路撒冷。
Not only did Jesus must go to Jerusalem.
他其实也跟我们说，他说你们都当舍己，对不对？这条路呢，虽然是一条那个什么过程啊，但是说我们是每个人都必须要走的路。
Not only, but He also told us that.Each one of us has to deny us. This is the way each one of us has to take.
十字架呢，带领我们进入神永远的旨意。
Now the cross leads us into God's eternal purpose.
让呢神的永远的心意在我们身上能够成就。
So that His eternal purpose will be done in us.
十字架呢，那么它有客观的一面，它有主观的一面。
The cross has His objective and subjective.
它在客观的一面呢，说到主在十字架上面所成就的一切。
His objective side tells us all the work Christ has accomplished on the cross.
他在十字架上面胜过仇敌，我们在他里头也胜过仇敌。
Because he has overcome the devil, so we can also overcome the adversary.
他得胜了，我们也得胜。
He's overcome, so we are victorious.
但是十字架还有我们主观的经历的一面呢。
The cross also has its subjective experiences on our part.
有人呢常常问说什么是十字架
？And some people would ask, what is the cross?
我们呢常常把十字架那个说的太随便了。
We often mention the cross so easily.
我们呢只要这发生一点难处啊，就说这十字架。
Whenever we encounter some hardships, we say, "Oh, this is the cross."
啊，我那个出个车祸，这十字架。
If I have an accident, I say, oh, this is the cross.
我生个病呢, 这是十字架。
If I'm sick, I say, this
好像呢,
is the cross.
所有的难处呢, 都把它归到十字架上。
As though all the problems can be all summed up in one word, the cross.
我们呢, 所经过的难处呢, 那个什么, 有很那个, 它的来源不同的。
Actually, all the predicament that we face has different sources.
有很大的一个来源呢, 是因为人的罪的缘故。
A greater source is simply because of our sin.
因为罪呢, 所带出下带回来的结果, 我们就一定在世上一定有难处的。
Because of sin, and the result is that we will have problems on earth.
为什么你开车会出车祸呢?
Why is it when you drive, you would have an accident?
因为他超速。
Because you speed.
为什么呢? 他这个人呢,那个,这个得这么重的病呢?
Why is it he has this kind of sickness?
他暴饮暴食。
Because he simply eats and drinks without any restraint.
他不照顾他自己的身体。
He doesn't care for his own body.
你这生病是应当的。
So supposedly he should get sick.
彼得他说呢,如果你们因犯罪受苦,有什么能够忍耐,有什么可夸的呢?
Peter says, what credit is it to you if you sin and suffer patiently?
如果是因为罪的缘故。
If it's because of sin.
有的时候是我们的罪。
Sometimes it's our sin.
有的时候是因为世人的罪。
Sometimes it's the sin of the world.
我们活在这个世中的时候,世界上的就难免碰到这些事情。
Because we live in a simple world, you know, it's unavoidable, it would happen.
可能呢是你在那个马路上开车,你好好的开,那个什么在时速底下一下开。
Maybe you're driving on the road under the limit.
那有一个人呢,突然那个什么醉驾车呢,从对面线道冲过来。
And it may be that a drunkard simply gushed out head on towards you.
不但你的车毁了,
not only your car is totaled, but also you're badly hurt. Why, this is not the cross.
这是,
this is simply the result of sin.
不是我们的罪啊, 这个是世人犯了罪啊。
Now, it's not because of my sin, but it is because of his sin. For the Bible says all have sinned.
什么是十字架?
So what is the cross?
十字架呢, 是跟那个神另外三方面启示连上关系的。
This cross is closely related to the other three revelations of Christ.
如果我们因为基督的缘故,
because if we, for the sake of Christ,
我们为要行善的缘故,
for the sake of doing good,
我们受苦,
and then we suffer,
我们能忍耐,
and then we endure.
彼得说呢, 这在神面前是可喜爱的。
And Peter says, this is commendable before God.
如果我们为了基督的缘故,
for the Christ's sake,
在工作当中的时候, 所有人都作假。
When we are at work, even everybody is doing false things.
你说你不能作假,
and you simply tell yourself you can't.
别人就排挤你。
And people would trying to crowd you out.
你老板给你各式各样的难处。
And your boss would give you all kind of headaches.
为了基督的缘故。
But for Christ's sake.
你受苦。
You suffer.
这是十字架。
This is the cross.
为了主的缘故。
For the Lord's sake.
我们呢,跟主经历十字架的苦楚。
Then we experience together with the Lord the suffering of cross.
我们为了教会的缘故。
And for the church's sake.
为了教会被建立的缘故。
For the sake of building up the church.
我们受别人的误会。
And we're mistaken by others.
甚至受别人的重伤。
Or we're maligned by others.
为了他教会的缘故,
but if this is for the sake of the church,
we are
willing to endure.
虽然这些事在我身上是何等样的难受,
although this is so unbearable on our part,
但是这是十字架,
but this is the cross.
这十字架在我们身上要工作,
this is the work that cross wants to
do. 这允许这些十字架发生了,
and when God allows the cross, the work of the cross to happen,
他是为了要在我们的肉体呢受对付,
because he wants to deal with our flesh.
什么是十字架?
Then what is the cross?
十字架是跟他的国度发生关系的。
Cross is also related to God's kingdom.
当我们呢,在那里等候主的再来,
while we're waiting for his second advent,
我们呢,忍受了一些苦楚,
we endure many difficulties.
这是十字架在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of the cross on us.
巴不得神 能够把十字架呢,更会活化在我们里头。
Oh, if only God would vividly portray the picture of the cross within our hearts.
十字架这个题目实在是太大了。
The theme of this cross is so great.
它说到神呢,那个永远的救赎啊。
Because it speaks of God's eternal redemption.
它是神永远救赎的那个中心啊。
And the cross is the very center of God's eternal redemption.
那巴不得神呢,给,开启我们呢。
Only God would enlighten us.
不但是我们认识十字架,
so that not only would we know the cross,
我们要宝贝十字架,
but also we would treasure it.
十字架不需要我们自己去找的。
We We don't have to look for the cross.
你不需要去那里硬要找十字架来背的。
You don't have to go and look for the cross to take up.
神为了他自己的基督的缘故。
Now God, for the sake of Christ.
为了教会，为了他国度的缘故。
For the church, for His kingdom.
为了要成全你的缘故。
For perfecting you and me.
他爱你，他如果他爱你的话。
Since He loves you,
他一定给你预备十字架,
He will prepare a cross for you.
十字架呢, 是一条必须走的路,
and this cross is a must-take path.
如果你愿意，我们要跟从主,
for us to follow the Lord.
他说这样,要舍己呢,背起他的十字架,
He says we have to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow Him.
巴不得呢,神的十字架呢,在你身上有印记,在我身上也有印记。
If only the Lord's cross has impressed upon you and upon me.
我们都成了在身上带有基督印记的人。
We have all become people with the seal of Christ's cross.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们低头有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer together? Your head bowed, please.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and we praise you.
在十字架面前我们要低头俯伏。
Before the cross, we simply bow down and worship you.
父母感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
借着你儿子在十字架上所成就的。
Through the work that your son has accomplished on the cross.
带领我们能够胜过仇敌。
You lead us to triumph over our adversary.
能够胜过罪。
Over sin.
能够胜过我们的肉体。
Over ourselves, our flesh, so that your will be done in us. Your will be done in the church.
谢谢主。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen. Amen.